This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the journey of the Indian community in Trinidad and Tobago is about courage. Addressing an Indian community event in Trinidad and Tobago this morning, Mr. Modi said the ancestors faced hardships with hope and carried Ramayana in their hearts. He said they were not just migrants, but messengers of a timeless civilization.
The journey of the Indian community in Trinidad and Tobago is about courage. The circumstances your ancestors faced could have broken even the strongest spirits, but they faced hardship with hope. They met problems with persistence. They left the Ganga and Yamuna behind, but carried the Ramayana in their heart.
The Prime Minister announced that citizens of Indian origin in Trinidad and Tobago will now be eligible for Overseas Citizen of India OCI cards, allowing them to live and work in India without restrictions. He encouraged the Indian community to visit the ancestral land and deepen the connection with India. Mr. Modi praised the cultural contributions of Indian community and said it was an honour to bring with him a replica of the Ram Mandir and the holy water from the river Sariyu in Ayodhya. Prime Minister recalled the Indian community's earlier gesture of sending shilas and sacred water for the temple's construction. Prime Minister reached Port of Spain in Trinidad and Tobago for the second leg of his five-nation tour last night. In the next leg of his five-nation visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be visiting Argentina on the invitation of President Javier Milei. This will be the first bilateral visit to Argentina by an Indian Prime Minister in 57 years. The discussions will review ongoing cooperation and explore ways to enhance the strategic partnership between the two nations. The Delhi government has requested the Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, to place on hold the enforcement that mandates the denial of fuel to end-of-life vehicles in Delhi. Delhi Environment Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa has written a letter to CAQM in this regard. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Sirsa said that the Delhi government will clean the environment of the national capital and will not allow the vehicles of the city to be confiscated. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tributes to Swami Vivekanand on his death anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said his thoughts and visions for the society remains the guiding light. He said Swami Vivekanand ignited a sense of pride and confidence in the country's history and cultural heritage. The Prime Minister said Swami Vivekanand emphasized on walking the path of service and compassion. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has paid tribute to Alluri Sitaram Raju on his 128th birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Singh highlighted that he led the Rampa rebellion against British rule and stood fearlessly for the rights and dignity of tribal communities. He added that Alluri Sitaram Raju's life of sacrifice and resistance continues to inspire generations in everyone's pursuit of justice and self-respect. The US Congress has passed President Donald Trump's sprawling tax and spending bill in a significant and hard-fought victory for the president and his domestic agenda. After a grueling session on Capitol Hill, the House of Representatives passed the bill by a vote of 218 to 214 last night. It was approved in the Senate on Tuesday by the margin of one vote. Speaking to reporters, Trump said the bill would turn this country into a rocket ship. He is expected to sign it into law at a ceremony on the national holiday today. In cricket, England will resume play at the overnight score of 77 for 3 on day 3 of the second test at Edgbaston, Birmingham. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. World champion D. Gukesh caused another sensation in the chess world by defeating world number 1 and 5-time champion Magnus Carlsen in the 6th round of the rapid section of the Grand Chess Tour Super United Rapid and Bliss Croatia yesterday. This was the 5th consecutive win for the Grandmaster from Chennai and helped him take sole lead with 10 points. And that is the end of this news bulletin.